The company reported saving $190 million in fuel and other costs because of the merger with Progress Energy. That's enough to increase earnings per share by 20 cents. At the same time, the utility received increases in five rate cases, which CEO Lynn Good said would ultimately add $600 million in annual revenues. Investors on today's earnings call were especially interested in Duke's planned sale of its Midwest assets, 13 coal and natural gas plants in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Illinois. The company plans to get rid of those plants in the next 18 months because Good says it doesn't fit Duke's business model.
The volatility inherent in a merchant generation portfolio has challenged our ability to earn the level of consistent and fair returns our investors expect. This business is not a strategic fit for Duke Energy.
Overall, Duke earned $688 million. That's up from $435 million, or 62 cents per share, last quarter. Shares rose during the call by about a dollar, above $72 a share, but have since fallen back to about $71.50. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.